From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now that Florida voters have approved Amendment 13, which effectively ends greyhound racing statewide, thousands of dogs will need new homes by the year 2020. We're talking with Joyce Carta, Vice President of Greyhound Adoptions of Florida. She joins us from her home near Ocala. Joyce, first off, do we know exactly how many racing greyhounds are still in Florida racetracks?
We do not have an accurate count. This is a piece of information that varies because dogs come into tracks, dogs leave tracks. Best we can determine is that there are approximately 3,700 active racing dogs in Florida now. That does not count the non-racing dogs. It does not count the dogs who are in training or the puppies or the brood moms. There are a number of animals that contribute to the racing population that certainly would be affected by Amendment 13, but they are not counted as part of the racing dogs.
Okay, so let's say 4,000 dogs. There are many dog lovers throughout Florida probably thinking, okay, great, Amendment 13 is passed, so all of these athlete dogs are now going to be needing a forever home, so I'm just going to go to the nearest racetrack and go adopt a dog. But it's not that simple, is it, Joyce?
No, it is not. For one thing, there are a great number of tracks that will not cease racing until the end of 2020. So the dogs that might be coming off in a great lump at the end of 2020 are not now available for adoption. And I have sitting in my inbox, I think at last count it was 79 emails from people who were interested in adopting a dog, thinking the same way, that now that racing is done, all the dogs need homes. And the truth is that racing isn't quite done, and the homes that the dogs will be getting will be carefully orchestrated by, we certainly hope, responsible members of the industry, along with the Greyhound Adoption Action Alliance. We want to make sure these dogs get what they deserve. And you know what? They all deserve a couch, a nice, soft, comfy couch. That's what they deserve.
What kind of pets do they make?
Well, please understand, you're asking someone who's very biased. These are gentle, loving, sensitive, and highly intelligent and perceptive animals. What they need help with is that since their puppyhoods have been spent in big kennels and at racetracks, they don't know a lot of what goes in to a house. They have no experience with windows, so sliding glass doors. A lot of people put tape, like painter's tape, on doors at dog level so that the dog sees that there's something solid there. They need help. But once they master it, chances are you will have a companion Velcroed to your side for the next, hopefully, 10 years, who will love you to pieces.
We've been talking with Joyce Carta, Vice President of Greyhound Adoptions of Florida. If you'd like to learn more about greyhound adoption, including where to find adoption groups in your area, Joyce recommends visiting the website greyhoundadoptionactionalliance.org. Once again, that's greyhoundadoptionactionalliance.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.